Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Bill's sideline reporter for WGR. He's on the Trocare College Live line. The NFL draft is in Detroit tonight. Sal, you're covering it from the war room at the stadium in Orchard Park. It seems like the biggest question is, if the Bills want one of the top flight receivers, do they have to trade up, or is the class so deep that they could get one available at their pick at 28?
It's a great question. And I think a lot of that, Susan, might lie in, do you view Brian Thomas Jr. as one of the top flight receivers? There seems to be a consensus of the top three, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze. They definitely would be guys you'd have to trade up for. There's no way that if Odunze is the last one to go, he's not getting past, let's say, the top 10. I mean, pretty surprising if he went any further than that. You'd have to trade up. And that's a massive move from 28. You're talking about giving up next year's first rounder on top of capital this year and next year. If you wait for Brian Thomas Jr., it is possible that you'd have to trade up to get him. Maybe Brandon Bean sees he's sitting there at 18, 19, 20 and says, you know what? Can't let him fall any further, just like he did for Dalton Kincaid in the early 20s last year. Or you could stay where you are and say, we'll take our chances to take him. If not, we're still going to get a Xavier Worthy, an A.D. Mitchell, a Xavier Leggett. It is a very good class, as you point out.
Does it have to be a wide receiver? It seems like all the attention is focused on wide, especially after Stephon Diggs was traded to Houston. But does it necessarily have to be one, or is it just kind of a thing where a lot of fans will be disappointed if it isn't?
You know, it's funny, Brian. I just said to Jeremy this morning over on WGR, thanks, Jeremy, for putting us on the wide receiver train for so many months. And I half kid because, you know, we've been driving it. He's been talking about it. We all think it's wide receiver. Does it have to be? No, of course not, right? It is a really, really deep class. They can take another position and then go get wide receivers later. They can get wide receivers in the second round. They don't have a third round pick. Maybe they trade to get an extra pick. We've heard about them double dipping maybe a little bit later for other wide receivers. But it's such a glaring need on a Super Bowl ready roster, right? A contending Super Bowl team. This is the one spot that they need. And they needed it even before they traded Stephon Diggs. And then they made themselves intentionally worse, even Brandon Bean's words, that they weren't as good the next day by trading Stephon Diggs. So it doesn't have to be, but I think it would really take the special right kind of player for them to say, we're not going to take a wide receiver here. We're going to take something else and get wide receiver later. Is it possible? Of course it's possible. I just think it would be pretty surprising to me right now, given all the information we know about this offseason and how they've talked.
What are some under the radar positions that the Bills are looking at, possibly even in the first round?
Well, if it does get to a point where it's not wide receiver, I think edge rusher would be something they'd have to look at. There are some good edge rushers. There's not a lot of them. It's not a super deep class. So if you want to wait, you're probably not going to get a guy you feel really comfortable coming in and helping your team immediately. This team needs somebody to come in and help immediately with all their draft picks because of the changes they've made. They need to get a little bit younger on the roster and financials. So these early picks are going to be very important for guys to play. And I think that you could find a spot for a guy to play edge rusher. So Jared Verse from Florida State, Chop Robinson, athletic freak out of Penn State. Some of the testing measurables that you see from him are pretty incredible. There's a really interesting guy from UCLA. His name is Leatu Latu, and he has a neck issue. And people say, look, if it's not for that neck issue, he'd be a top 10 pick. But because of it, he's dropping. And that really comes down to your own medicals, like how much you think about what, you know, he would be and how long he can play and is he okay and healthy. And that's the information we don't know that these teams have had. Then you have defensive line, interior defensive line. Now, the Bills like to rotate guys there. And there are some really nice players that they could find at 28. Johnny Newton from Illinois could wind up being there. I don't think Byron Murphy gets that far, but there are interesting players at that spot. So I think those are the things you're looking at. And then, look, guys, they do need help in the secondary as far as depth. I think they're set with their two starting corners. I think they're set with what they feel at safety, but there's a really nice player named Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. A lot of people believe he might be the best player overall in this draft and when his career, when it's said done on the defensive side of the ball. But do the Bills take a guy that would have to walk right into a Sean McDermott defense and start right away and play? And would they be comfortable with that? He is fantastic, but I don't know if there's a spot for him right now. And like I said, this pick has to hit.
Is there an element of, when it comes to the draft, kind of like dealing with your emotions? Because I look at Brandon Bean and some of the things he's done in the past, and then the hype around the draft. And when you see some of those behind-the-scenes videos of how excited everybody in the room is when either a pick is made or a big deal happens to move up, and like it's kind of infectious. How do you cool those emotions? Because I can kind of see a scenario where you got Brandon Bean sitting in a room going, like, yeah, let's do it. Trade up. Like, let's give them all the picks and, like, let's go get, like, an awesome guy here and it'll be so exciting. How do you, you know, kind of measure that with, well, what realistically needs to be done here?
Well, there's two different kinds of emotion here, Brian. There's the fan emotion where you fall in love with a player and go, oh, yeah, and you're the fan and you know, you want your team to do something you really love because you love that idea and you envision the player in your uniform. You can't get caught up in that if you're Brandon Bean. You have to make business decisions tonight, just like he had to make business decisions to release Jordan Poyer and Tre'Davious White and Mitch Morris. Those things are never easy, but you have to detach yourself from the emotion if you're Brandon Bean. Now, that said, we know that, you know, there's guys that he loves that he'd like to bring onto the team. But it's not about emotion. It's about helping the football team. And it's about, hey, this guy's really going to help. And a great example is last year, Dalton Kincaid. This is perfect, which is Brandon Bean told us last week. He said he had a deal in his hand that he would have traded down in the first round to get extra capital in the second round. He really liked the deal. He was going to do it. But then Dalton Kincaid started falling a few spots, and they really liked Dalton Kincaid. And he's like, you know, I just can't let him fall far enough. He said, I wanted to go to sleep at night, Thursday night, knowing I got my guy and feeling really good about it. So he jumped up and he got him, and he didn't take that deal. And that's the kind of emotion that he's got to deal with.
Oof. All right. I know it's a nerve-wracking night, but as it stands now, if they stay at 28, you're expecting it when?
You guys ready to not get some sleep? 11:30. 11:30 is the pick at 28, about. It's in the 11 o'clock hour. So if you wait for the Bills to pick at 28, they don't make any moves up, expect them to be picking. It could vary depending on how quickly the first 27 go, obviously. But from the research I've done, we're looking at probably anywhere between 11:10 p.m. and 11:45 p.m.
Jeez. I only have one fantasy league where it goes, you know, it can go that late. And we're just in the first round here, Sal. You know, the draft is great. So many people love it. I like it, too. My favorite thing is the schedule release, though. And you have a new podcast out on dealing with just that. I actually love that more than a lot of your draft stuff, Sal.
Listen, hey, no offense. I love it, too. I love it more than the draft stuff myself, I think. Thank you for allowing me to talk about it because it's really my favorite podcast I do every year. I've been doing it for the last 5 years, and last 2 years, including this year, was also with Matt Bove, my co-host, and it's always game day in Buffalo. And we interview Mike North. Mike North is the VP of broadcasting for the NFL. He is one of the head schedule makers. He's so fascinating to talk to about the schedule, how it comes together, all the things they have to think about, all the different parts and the moving parts that I don't think any of us really kind of, you know, realize, and TV partners and primetime games and all those kinds of things. And of course, we talk specifically about the Bills and how highly the Bills still rate. Here's a hint. Still very highly. Get ready for a lot of primetime games this year again. We don't know exactly how many, but it's going to happen. We talk about international games and the future of that. We talk about the new streaming platforms and Amazon and Amazon Prime and Peacock. We talk about the Christmas Day game they're going to have this year on a Wednesday, how that's going to work and what that means for the teams playing there. so much. It's so cool. Listen, we talk for an hour and a half. Here's my advice to anybody. If you're thinking about watching a movie that takes about an hour and a half, don't. Go listen to the podcast or watch the podcast. It's wherever you pod, or it's on my Sal Sports YouTube channel where all the Always Game Day in Buffalo pods live. So thank you. That was awesome.
All right. Hey, Sal, thank you. Have fun tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.